Today, we are going to talk about time management as a founder. So, Will, you put this one in. What are your thoughts on this one in general?
Actually, this was inspired by a podcast that I was listening to by this guy named Rob Dyrick. I'm not sure if you know, he's a professional skater and he's had a ton of shows on Nickelodeon, Ridiculous, Fun Factory, and whatnot. This episode was actually introduced by my wife, Cassandra, because she has found that Rob is living such a beautiful life, and that is something that I aspire to be. Not only is he running multiple different businesses, but in a way that is systematic, that is integrated within his life. The main thing that he shared was that us as entrepreneurs, a lot of times we were hoping to go and brute force through this chaos to create and make it big to a point where we can then find balance. So then we can then find fulfillment, and then we can take care of ourselves. And that is a completely flawed way of thinking, because you can actually create systems. You can actually create better time management in your own personal life. So then that way you would have the ability to bleed right through into the business. And for Rob, this is exactly what he did. And in turn, allowed him to thrive in his business, because he was just sharing about how he's made hundreds of millions of dollars selling different companies. But at the end of the day, even when he was close to 40, he was left with nothing because he didn't manage it well, because his frame of mind was completely different, because he did not time manage well. But whereas now, everything that he does is managed through systems, managed through different tags and whatnot. And this is what inspired me to put this down there, because I feel like that is something that I aspire to become. Having a really loving family, being able to spend time with the kids, yet being able to be such a high performer in business.
Yeah. So Will, how do you manage your time?
Man, my time management really sucks, but then it really comes I think there are different seasons per se. In the last 9 months, everything was focused and prioritized for the littles, and nothing was for my family and whatnot. So now my focus is on my family, and to make sure that I set up time to pick up my kids, time for Cassandra, and weekly meetings and whatnot with my family. And then so slowly shifting that focus back is what I'm doing. I think time block is a really, really important tactic that I also is trying to utilize as well, because so many different times when it's like on a 9-to-5 basis, you're just being pulled left, right, and center, putting out different fires. And before you know it, your day's gone and you're not really being able to be proactively do things that move the needle. And I think being able to time block for those items are super important and something that I'm learning as well.
Cool. So a couple of things I do to manage my time as a founder. One is I make sure that the day before I have notes written down. There's one big thing I want to do for the next day. So one big thing, right? Usually that's something that's intellectually stimulating. And then for the next day, for each day, I want something that's intellectually stimulating. I also want something that is physically stimulating too, right? People talk about morning routines. Some people don't need morning routines. This is just what works for me. But in the morning, it's, you know, the 5-minute journal. So I have a buddy that has that company. I've been doing that for, I don't know, 8 years plus or so. And then there's the walk in the morning, right? And there's the physical activity where it's the gym or hopping on the Peloton bike. And then, you know, there's some breakfast. Sometimes there's no breakfast. But I find that having that 2 hours of space in the morning to be selfish, to get my day going, is super important because it guides the rest of the day. And also there's a bonus. Lately, I've been sleeping at around 9 p.m. or so. And some people are like, that's just what works for me. But I end up waking up at 4:35. And then by default, you're already ahead of everyone else, right? By doing that. And so there's a nice little psychological win there. And so other than that, I think from a time blocking standpoint, what Will was speaking to, my Mondays are all meetings. So those are one-on-ones and those are team meetings. I just try to jam all my meetings into that one day. And then that frees up the rest of my week for creativity. And so I will say the other piece going to time blocking is each day I basically have like a 60 to 90 minute time block in the morning to create content, which whether it's for LinkedIn, whether it's for Twitter or something else, just because I'm leveraging the organic reach right now. So these seasons change, these things change, these blocks might change. And then Friday, I actually have a complete block, so no meetings can be booked typically. Thursdays, I try to focus more on content. And then that way, I'm leaving a lot of open space for me to be creative. I think there's also different seasons too. If you're early in your career as a founder, you might need to take on as many meetings as possible when your calendar is completely full. And then there might be seasons where you actually don't have many things in your calendar, but not taking control of your time and letting someone else manage it for you, that's delegating your life to somebody else, and it's not worth it. Like, you didn't become a founder to do that. So I actually have my assistant each month she does a study on my calendar and she does a report on how much time I spend in major categories, such as meetings or like interviews or whatever it is exactly, right? To hire people or content creation. That way I can rejigger and rebalance my time and take it back, because time is the only thing that you have at the end of the day. Will?
That is so good. And it's something that I definitely am learning and taking notes for sure. It's been super chaotic. And I do actually have that one solid day just for content, one solid day just for myself. Friday is actually just for myself, for creativity and whatnot. And I'm trying to push my meetings to only Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Monday is for catch up as well. So yeah, definitely want to be able to optimize my time a lot more.
Cool. All right. So that is it for today. Please don't forget to rate, review, subscribe. Tell us what you learned in this one. Just write some notes on Twitter or Instagram. Tag us in it and maybe we will reshare, and we'll see you in the next episode.